Yes.
Governor Brown on 90.
Stay on.
Yes, sir.
Pat.
Yes, Mr. President.
We got a vacancy in the Army. That's very important, and we thought that we have no leading American of Mexican extraction in the government, and we thought that we would offer it to Dan Luevano after I had him checked out of you for that committee and make him Assistant Secretary of the Army. And it requires Senate confirmation, and it's a pretty good job and a pretty good stepping stone, and probably be the highest office that any Mexican has under this administration, and you've probably done the best training with him and got the best qualified one. And I thought I ought to talk to you about it. Be pleasing to you. I think it would help us all with the Mexicans. They feel, particularly the California ones, that you've done good in California and we've done good in Texas, but that Kennedy or Johnson, neither one, have done good nationally. And a pretty program coming up, and they're going to try to lower the age limit. And Sergeant Shriver's got a lot of new ideas, and I think this boy might fit into them pretty well. So I'll go to the book and get your reaction.
He will follow, and he's a fine, he's a very fine human being. He's got the second highest job, and the most important, it'd be like your treasurer.
I don't think he knows anything about the Army.
No. I don't think he knows anything about the Army. He may have been in it. Is that necessary at all?
No, no, they don't think so. And they've checked him out, and they think he'd make a pretty good one.
It would be a good thing, and he's kept his contacts with the Mexicans in California, too, by attending all their affairs and things like that. And
he ought to be confidentially. He ought to be able to help California, too.
Oh, he'll do fine. It would be a wonderful thing. I hate to lose California and everything else, but I really think it'd do us both more good.
Well, I wouldn't do anything that you didn't want done, because I'm relying on you completely, and you're the man that's demonstrated over the years. You're the fellow that can get the job done in California, but I just thought it might help you and to have one of your men in a top position here, and might help the state and might be a good image for all of us, the fact that you had hired a Mexican boy and that he'd gone to the top.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I really do. I think it's excellent. I'd like to talk to him and see what he says.
All right.
I know he'll do it, though. I'm sure he will.
Well, he won't do it unless you want him to. He's already told us. He's here, you know. We sent for him. McNamara sent for him. We put a bunch of names in the pot and told him to interview a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
And they interviewed a bunch of them, and McNamara called last night about 8 o'clock and said, this Luevano has possibilities. And so I had him come see me this morning at 9:30, and he said, well, I appreciate the honor, and I think I could do the job, but I'm Governor Brown's man, and what does Governor Brown think about it? And I said, well, we're not going to do anything until we talk to Governor Brown. And he said, well, I'm not in a position to discuss it until you do talk to him. So
tell him to shoot the works.
He wants to help you and help California and help his country, of course. And I think he's proud of his race, that he'd be the highest one that's ever appointed. And I think that we could put out the story that.
Well, I think it would be great, and it would the fact that you selected him it would do a great deal for the Mexican-American in California, believe me.
Well, now, we'll run the FBI on him, and I know it'll work out all right. Sometimes they run into a little messy stuff on these things, but we'll run it, and then I'll call you or your secretary and tell you when we're going to announce it, and you say nothing about it until then. When we do, you can make a simultaneous announcement, or maybe I'll write you a letter and you can release a letter.
That'll be wonderful. Wonderful.
I won't do anything you want me to do, my friend. I'm depending on you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, in connection with that, Out here in California, Mayor Yorty's announced he's going to have a second uninstructed delegation for you.
No. Pat, we're looking to you to do that.
Well, I still think you should reconsider and just, you know, is all you have to do in California, just send a letter to us telling us that you don't object to the use of your name pledged to you in this campaign, and there won't be anybody else in the state of California. Now, they've been talking with Cliff Carter, and we've been talking to Ken O'Donnell.
Let me put Ken on here right now, and you talk to him about that. Just a second.
Fine and dandy.
Hello?
Hello?
Just a minute.
Good morning, sir.
Kenny. Hello, Lloyd. How are you?
Fine, Kenny. How are you?
Hi, Lloyd. How you doing?
How are you? Nice
Very
to see you.
Good to hear you. You all doing a good job?
Yes, sir. Trying to, Mr. President.
Okay. Now, I put Pat on and talk to Ken. You all talk to him about what Pat was talking to me about and get his judgment, and I'll do whatever he thinks we ought to do.
All right, sir.
Good to hear you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Give my love to Ann.
I sure will,
put
sir.
Pat on now.
Back to you.
Hello?
Hi, Governor.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I think this fellow, Luevano, will be great.
Yeah.
But here's what I called about. We see in the paper this morning that Yorty is going to have a delegation out here now, and just exactly what we thought is going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll have two delegations running in this thing. So,
yeah.
And I think the president just has to come in. I mean, he doesn't have to come in. All he has to do under the California law is to state that he's not withdrawing his name, that this delegation pledged to him is his delegation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm perfectly willing to put Mr. Yorty on the delegation. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't know how. I intended to do it anyway. We intended to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And you may have heard some word that we intended to extract a pledge that they vote for Gene Wyman. We've agreed that would be a mistake. There's only two what?
That'd be a very tough one for him.
There's only two pledges we want from. Number one, we'll vote the unit rule.
Yeah.
And number two, that on the vice presidency, they'll vote for the man the president names, whoever that may be, because I don't want him going out for Stevenson and Humphrey and Brown and everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think they should agree to do that if they go in the delegation. And then as far as electing the Democratic National Committee, then we'll take care of that ourselves, or if we can't, why, it's not that important.
That's right. It's a party.
I met Yorty one day, and he started taking on Wyman, and he continues this fight. He says, said something about being on the delegation. I said, well, if you're on my delegation, I said, you'll go along with me, and I said, you'll vote for Wyman.
Yeah.
And so that was all he said. And we left it that way. So he's been telling everybody I've been asking for a
pledge. Jesus,
he's been telling everybody I've been asking for a pledge. He's been telling everybody I've been asking for a pledge. He's been telling everybody I've been asking for a pledge. He's been telling everybody I've been asking for a pledge.
Hello.
Yes, please.
I get cut off from the call to California.
Just a moment, Jack. What happened here?
Miss Famer?
Here's Governor Brown. We were
better.
Disconnected here.
We got the president off, too.
Hold on just a minute.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Still waiting?
Well, who are you reading?
Your home, Governor Brown.
Oh, they told us... Marie, he's talking to on the O'Donnell line. They told us to put it back there.
Good, well, I didn't know what happened.
I didn't know either, because all of a sudden I got a disconnect, and then all of a sudden your light was back on.
Yeah, well, the president's through. Is that correct?
Yeah, and he's talking to Mr. O'Donnell now.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess what they were trying to do was transfer it. But anyway, it's okay now.
Good, thank you.
All right.